paragraph Yud Gimel. V'yalkein Yaakov Avinu Vonov Osku Ma'oid B'miratzoin. This will also explain why Yaakov Avinu and his sons were very involved in taking care of sheep, in raising sheep. Ki ikar birur ho'emuna hoyo al yedei Yaakov. Because the main tikkun of emuna, the main rectification of emuna, and the main elevation, elevating the fallen emuna, and bringing it, restoring it to its rightful place, was accomplished by Yaakov Avinu, more so than Avram and Yitzchak. Ki Avram v'Yitzchak hischilu legaloi su emuna, because Avram and Yitzchak started to broadcast emuna a little bit, to reveal emuna in Hashem, v'chafru be'erois, they dug wells. Aval oz lihoyadayin be'efsher levara ulegaloi su emuna b'shleimus. However, during their time, they couldn't yet clarify and broadcast the emuna completely, to elevate it to its true place, which is to connect it to moichin and tefillin, ki bimehem lo nizbaru adayin tipas esa v'yishmoel, because during their lifetimes, during the lifetime of Avram Avinu, the tipa, the droplet that resulted in Yishmoel, had not yet been completely perfected. And during the time of Yitzchak Avinu, we see an Esav came from him, which meant that there was not yet complete tikkun in any way. And Rabbi Nassal explains over there in Likut Imran that as long as Yishmoel or Esav are around and are attached to the Emunah, as long as they're in the picture, you can't really elevate the Emunah to where it needs to get to. You can only do that once you've succeeded in eliminating the klipa of Yishmoel and Esav. V'alkein, ikar hatfilin heim bebechinas Yaakov, shu bechinas tfilin ki yadua. And this is why when the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the main concept of tfilin, the tefillin is associated with Yaakov Avinu, not with Avram and Yitzchak. As the Gemara says, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shufrei de Yaakov, ke'en shufrei de Adam. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu resembled the beauty of his face. The handsomeness and beauty of Yaakov Avinu resembled the handsomeness of Adam Arishon. Shehu bechinas tefillin, Shenikra Pe'er. And this beauty is something that's associated with tefillin, because tefillin is called beauty. It's called Pe'er. And we know that Pe'er is Miloshin Tiferes, which is the sphere of Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu is called Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu is Gevura, Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, which is associated with Pe'er, with tefillin. Ki bimei Yaakov kvar nizbarer v'yotzo lachutz tipas esav Yishmoel. Because during Yaakov Avinu's time, the droplet of Yishmoel had already come out. It had already come out from Avram Avinu, and it had done what it did completely. And the tipa of Esav already had come out in Esav and was already out of the picture. Now, after Esav was out, and now Yaakov Avinu came out, after whatever impurity had to come out in Yishmoel, and whatever other impurity came out in Esav, the next one, which is Yaakov Avinu, came out all pure. Va'oz yecholim lahaloi sulavarer mebchinas hechtem besorei lebchinas choisim ledusha. Once you've gotten Yishmoel and Esav out of the picture, then you're in a position to elevate the fallen emuna from the level of hechtem besorei to the level of choisim ledusha, as we discussed earlier. Ki kol zman shelo yotzu tipas Esav Yishmoel, because so long as the droplets of Esav and Yishmoel had not yet come out, loyhoyo habirur b'shleimus, the sorting out of the emuna, the tikkun of the emuna was not yet complete, kidei shelo yalu el hamoyach tipas Esav Yishmoel, so as not to allow the droplet of Esav Yishmoel to also try to travel upstream, uphill to the moyach, with the rest of the emuna, not to allow them to get on the bandwagon. So first we had to let them come out, Avram Avinu had to release the tipa of Yishmael. Yitzhak Avinu had to release the tipa of Esav, and it went into them. Now, what's inside of Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov is all pure. Once those two have come out, and now Yaakov Avinu was born, he was already all pure. Shehem Pegam HaTfilin. The tipa of Esav and Yishmael represents a defect, a negative thing to the tefillin. Kama Shekosu Shama, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Avul Bimei Yaakov, Shekvar Yotzu Lachutz. However, during Yaakov Avinu's lifetime, when the droplets of Yishmael and Esav had already left Avram and Yitzchak, it was already in them, it was already in Esav and Yishmael, they're somewhere else now. Oz Hoyo Habirur Bishleimus. That's what enabled Yaakov Avinu to make this birur to completion. Mibchinas hechtim besoroi, lebchinas chosim degdusha. To elevate the emuna, to take it out of the category of hechtim besoroi, and to bring it into the level of chosim of kedusha, shehu tefillin, which is another word for tefillin. Tefillin is also called the chosim, ois. Shein mibchinas Yaakov, which is associated with Yaakov Avinu. The Alkein Zocho Yaakov Lenotro Tipo Kadmo Lebazuge Kamashukoso Bezoyer Kodesh. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was privileged to guard his first droplet, to that even his first droplet went into his Bazug, into his mate. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kamashukoso, as Yaakov Avinu said about himself, he said about Reuven, Koichi vereshisoini. You are my strength, you are the first of my seed. Because Yaakov Avinu did not have to release any Tomei seed and get it out of the picture. By Yaakov Avinu, from the beginning, his seed was all pure. Because the sorting out had already taken place in the two earlier generations. Ki hu zocho el habirur bishleimus. Because Yaakov Avinu was zoicha to this tikkun on the highest level, to defeat and eliminate the hechtem besoroi, and to be zoicha to the chosim of kedusha, which is called tefillin. The alkein hoilid ben b'chor b'kedusha, and this is why Yaakov Avinu produced a firstborn son in holiness. That's the concept of rectifying and elevating the emuna, bringing the emuna up into holiness. Whereas during the time of Avram and Yitzchok, then the husk had to precede the fruit, meaning sheyotzu Esav Yishmael koidem Yitzchok v'Yaakov, that Yishmael had to come out before Yitzchok, and Esav had to come out before Yaakov. V'huchrich Yaakov lehisyagea harbe at shehoitzia b'chorim Esav, and Yaakov Avinu had to struggle, had to work very hard before he succeeded in extracting the b'chora from Esav. And the reason for that is because the droplet of Esav and Yishmael had not yet come out. And as a result of that, the birthright, which is synonymous with tefillin, was in a state of exile. Ad Yaakov, until the time of Yaakov Avinu. She'oz yotzu lachutz tipas Esav Yishmael. By the time we come to Yaakov Avinu, the tip of Yishmael has already gone out in its direction. The tip of Esav already came out in Esav and went in its direction. Ve'oz zocho letfilin b'shleimus. And then Yaakov Avinu was able to be zocho to tefillin to perfection. Ve'oz nimshach ha'bechoyra l'kedusha. And then the birthright was brought into the holiness. Ki ha'bechoyra hu bebechinas tefillin. Because the bechoyra is associated with tefillin, as we mentioned before. She'parsha rishoyna hi kadosh liko bechoyra. The first parsha of tefillin is all about bechoyra. V'alkein osak Yaakov b'miret soin. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was involved in taking care of sheep. Shehu bechinas birur hu emuna kanal, because that's the concept of perfecting the emuna, as we mentioned earlier. The oz b'shas mira hatzoin osak b'avoides hatfilin kemuva. And while Yaakov Avinu was involved in taking care of the sheep, he was also involved in the mitzvah of tefillin, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. She Yaakov osak b'avoides hatfilin b'hamaklois asher pitzel borohotim b'shikasois hamoyim b'shikasois hamoyim. That when Yaakov Avinu wanted the sheep to give birth to a certain type of sheep, spotted, speckled, the different things, he took a piece of wood and he shaved off the bark and he put stripes around it, different things around it. Borahotim, and it uses the term borahotim there. The Zohar HaKadosh says, borahotim zebechinas rehite hamoichin. The word rohotim means like straps. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, like the straps of the brain. Bechinas melech osur borahotim. Like the Pasuk says, a king who's tied up with straps. Sheze bechinas tefillin. That term is used in the Zohar HaKadosh about tefillin. And it's brought that Yaakov Avinu, even though he didn't have physical tefillin, he was able to accomplish the tikkun of tefillin through this process, with these sticks, with these stripes going around them. He knew on a spiritual level how to affect the same tikkun as the tikkun of tefillin. Rabbi Nizal once said that if he was on a desert island and he didn't, he would know how to perform all 116 third day notes. He would know how to affect the tikkun of lulav and esrig without having, even though he didn't physically have the lulav and esrig. Just like Yaakov Avinu and the Avos HaKadoshim were able, they knew the secrets of how to be able to affect these mitzvahs, you know, even using other things. Ki hatfilin nasin al yedei berur hu emuna, because tfilin, the light of tfilin is generated by fixing up the emuna. Shezochol ozeh al yedei mira hatzoin kanal, which Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to by taking care of the sheep, by raising sheep. V'zeh b'chinas v'yatzeg Yaakov es hamaklois asher pitzel borohotim b'shikasois hamoyim. And this is why it says that Yaakov Avinu set up those sticks that he had carved out with those rohotim, with those stripes, when at the time that the sheep were drinking water. He put it right near the troughs of water that the sheep were drinking. Ki yam Yaakov himshich es hatfilin birur hu emuna mishikasois hamoyim. Yaakov Avinu drew the light of tefillin, the tikkun of emuna, from the water, from the troughs of the water. Hainu mebchinas umka debeira, from the deep wells. Mebchinas mayim amukim, from those deep waters. Shemisham gdeilu emuna kanal, which Rabbi Nizal says, that's how you nourish the emuna, from the deep waters. V'alkein Yaakov kashero es rochel shehi bechinas shleimus suemuna. And this is why the Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu saw Rochel Imenu, who is the woman who represents Emuna, Shleimus Emuna, especially Rochel represents the Malchus Emuna, Oz Vayogel Esueve Mealpia Be'er, Kemavir Pkak Mealpitz Leuches. He took this huge boulder that the other shepherds had put to cover the well, not to let the women get to it and everything. He popped it off there like a person pops a bottle cap. As the Gemara says, Kimi koidem hoyo even gdoil al pia be'er, shemishom gdeilo emuna. Because at first there was this huge rock covering the opening of the well from which the emuna is supposed to grow. It wasn't possible to broadcast the emuna easily. We know that what nourishes emuna, what nurtures the emuna, is the well, the deep waters. Why? Because of the droplets of Esav and Yishmoel, which mess up the emuna. Whereas during the time of Yaakov Avinu and Rochel Imenu, Oz kvar nidchu tipas Esav Yishmoel achutz. By then, the droplets of Esav and Yishmoel had already come out. They'd already been pushed out. V'oz zocho Yaakov l'galo yisu emuna b'shleimus. And then Yaakov Avinu was able to reveal and broadcast the Emuna to perfection. Shehu b'chinas Rochel yifas toyar v'yifas mare. And this is why the Torah describes Rochel, who is the Emuna. She symbolizes the Emuna. It describes her as being extremely beautiful. Yifas toyar v'yifas mare. B'chinas kulach yofor ayosi. As we quoted the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim earlier, that the Emuna, the Malchus, the Shechina, is when it's proper, is this extremely beautiful item. Bechinas Emuna betachles hashlemus. This refers to the Emuna, to the highest degree of perfection. V'oz v'yogal esvevin mi'api haber, k'mi shemaver apkak mi'alplit sluchis. And then Yaakov Avinu was able to knock off that huge stone covering the mouth of the well like somebody pops a bottle cap. Ki achshov nizgale ha'emuna b'shleimus kanal. Because now the Emuna was ready to be revealed in its fullest sense. V'ze b'chinas akudim, nekudim, ubrudim, shezocho Yaakov shiu noilodim b'tzoynoi. This will also explain why the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu was zeicher, that in his sheep, they were spotted and speckled and striped. Ki zocho levarer hu emuna kol kach b'mira hatzoin, because Yaakov Avinu was zeicher to purify the emuna to such a degree by his taking care of these sheep, at shehelo hu emuna lebechinas pituchei choisim kodesh Lashem, to the point where he elevated the Emuna to the top, to the Chosim of Kedusha, Lebechinas Tfilin, Pe'er, Klolius Hagavnim. Tfilin is referred to as Tiferes. Tiferes is referred to like as a tremendous mix of beautiful colors. Bechinas Akudim, Nekudim, Uvrudim. And that's what's represented by these different designs, the spotted sheep and the speckled sheep and the striped sheep. Shehem b'chinas klolius hagavnim. This represents a major variety of colors, of lights. Ki kol hamoichin shehem b'chinas tefillin hainu kol minei das umoichin v'hasogas v'tzimtzumim kedoshim lahasig al yodam hasogas elukus is borach, because all the different aspects of chochma, bina, and das, which are represented by tefillin, and all different types of understanding of Hashem, and tzimtzumim by which we understand Hashem, kulam klulim bebechinas akudim nekudim uvrudim. All of them are included in these three categories that are mentioned over there. Shehem klolius kol ha'atzilus. The three terms that are used there, akudim, nekudim, and brudim, represent the entire spectrum of the world of Atzilus. Kemuvon bekisvei Arizal, as the Arizal shows. People learn Chumash, they learn the story about Yaakov Avinu playing with the sheep and with the stars, speckles, and they don't know that in the writings of the Arizal, there's a whole chapter on each one of these. Shar ho'akudim, shar ha'nekudim, shar ha'brudim. That how these different color schemes represent the different color schemes of heaven, kaviyachol. But not just heaven, but the highest of the heavens, the Olam Ha'atzilus. V'zeh himshich Yaakov b'miret soinoi daiko. And Yaakov Avinu was able to draw from this, when he was taking care of the sheep. Ki zocho l'kol zeh al yidei shleimus emuna. He was zeichet to achieve all of this through the perfection of emuna, levarer b'miret soinoi, to perfect it through his taking care of these sheep, at shezocho al yidei zeh ledas sholim lebechinas moichin tefillin, to the point where Yaakov Avinu rose with the emuna, he rose up to the highest level of moichin and tefillin, shehim klolius kol hagavnen dikdusha, which represents the full spectrum of all the different types of light of holiness, which are included in bechinas akudim, Nekudim uvrudim kanal. Veze birer mitzoin lovon. Now, how did Yaakov Avinu accomplish all of this? From Lovon's sheep. Hainu, shebirur hu emuna gdoisha, me emuna is kuzvias. The sorting out of the emuna of kedusha from the false beliefs. Shein bechinas tzoin lavan. Lavan's sheep represented the emuna, the defective emuna, the false beliefs. Shoyo oved avodah zorah. He was a big idol worshipper. Umamin behatrofim. He believed in all of his idols. Shehem emunas kuzvius. And this is why Yaakov Avinu had to work so hard at this. He did all kinds of interesting things. And he had tremendous help from Hashem regarding this. That Hashem should help him, that the sheep should give birth, that the baby sheep were these speckled and star and spotted and striped sheep. Kol ze bishvil birur hanal. All of this was to help him accomplish this tikkun for the emuna. Ki al yidei ze zocho lahamshich emunas Yisrael emuna dekdusha. Because through this whole process, he was zocho to draw the emuna of the Jewish people, the emuna of holiness. Vezeh bechinas, and this is what the pasuk says there, that Yaakov Avinu said, Vo'eso enai, I lifted up my eyes, b'chaloim, in my dream, v'yomer, and I saw an angel, and I saw, v'yomer elai malach olekim b'chaloim, and the angel said to me in the dream, sono enecho, lift up your eyes, ure'ei kol ho'atudim ho'ilam alatsoin, and look at the male sheep that are mating with the female sheep, akudim, nekudim, uvrudim. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran speaks about. That chapter of Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks all about the concept of dreams, how dreams can come from a place of holiness. The Gemara calls it Chaloim Al Yidei Malach, or dreams can come from a place of impurity called Chaloim Al Yidei Shed. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Yaakov Zocho Oz LeChaloim Al Yidei Malach. Look how all of this fits in perfectly. He's showing us how the whole story there of Yaakov Avinu parallels all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there on Likut Imran. That specifically at that point, Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to a dream with a malach. To the dream that comes via the malach. Sheze zeichin al yidei birur hanal mebechinas hechtem lebechinas choysam. Hatfilin. Which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there on Likut Imran, in order for a Jew to be zeichet to the dream via the malach, it requires the person making the tikkun for the emuna, elevating the emuna from the fallen state, from the state of impurity, to the state of purity, to the level of the choysim of the tefillin. Shaydei ze zeichen lechaloyim al yidei malach. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that a Jew who is zeichet to repair the emuna, to elevate the emuna, he is zeichet to receive the dream via the angel. And that's Yaakov Avinu's dream with the angel in it.